offense wasn't good enough, what are some things you think they need, that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm. And Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
So many memories of the AJ Brown era. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as AJ Brown is where he always wanted to be, a New England Patriot. Eagles get back a first and a fifth. What's your emotion today as we say That's goodbye crazy. Officially to AJ Brown? What's crazy? Just the whole thing?
No, I'm just saying the whole thing. I mean, just, yeah, it's crazy. I was asking, you know, this morning I was asking John Ritchie. Mm-hmm. When we were sitting here and I asked him, have you ever, because I'm trying to understand the level of love for the Patriots that he has.
It's pretty significant, it seems like.
Yeah, and I asked him, have you ever, you know, played for a team and, like, worshipped another team the way that he does? And he was like, no. There was a lot of other conversation I had, but the bottom line was no. It's different. And you try to, like, for me, I just want to understand that. You know, it's not good or bad. It's kind of, I feel like it's kind of weird, especially when you talk about, I don't think, and I've never played for New England, but I don't think, you know, given what you've accomplished here, that being there is going to measure.
Well, I guess for him it might. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, I don't think there's going to be any four-year stretch the rest of his career where he plays as well as the four-year stretch here. I don't think there's going to be any four-year stretch the rest of his career where he wins as much as he won here. But what his priority is obviously different than what ours is. There's a lot of emotion today. 215-592-9494. The success or how it ended. What's hit you the most today? And what are you going to remember most from A.J. Brown's career? All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. But how about we take a little trip down memory lane? Kyle brought us in with a great one, right? After the Carolina game in 24. What do you guys need to improve? Passing. And that obviously set off a firestorm. So why don't we'll do a few things here. We'll go back in memory lane. But, you know, that one kind of led us to a couple days later right here on WIP, the Brandon Graham show at the time. And how could we ever forget? I'll never forget where I was because I must have got like 50 text messages. Like, are you listening right now? Are you listening? I'm like, listen to what? People are like, your station, WIP, listen to what Brandon Graham is saying. And I couldn't turn it off. Here was BG, December of 2024.
They was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens. But we got to, it's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business. And that's what we got to do better as right now, because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen some things, but we need to be able to talk things out as men.
Well, Hugh, that whole thing hits different now that it's over, doesn't it?
Well, is that we've all seen. So. Now, allow me to recklessly speculate because it hits different now.
It does.
And I got to tell you where I was at. I was on my way to Chicken and Peach.
Because mm-hmm. you were on Brandon after with that. The player
yes.
signs, yeah.
And I never forget. When I'm listening to it, I was like, I couldn't believe he said it. And when I got there, I was like, damn, dog. That was a lot. And he said, was it bad? I said, yeah. But you spoke the truth. I said something to that effect. You spoke the truth. And I said, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Because he admit, you know, like you had buyer's remorse. He immediately had like buyer's remorse because he felt like he did too much.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I said, yeah, dog, you probably did too much, but it's cool. We got you. I said, we're going to talk about it, though. We're going to damn sure talk about it. But yeah, we got you.
Well, and you know, that one, I actually think they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl without that. I mean, I think in a way that calmed things down for the rest of that season.
WIP saved the season.
Well, as always, WIP exactly. saved.
Yeah, I remember that's what we went with.
People think we're tearing things apart.
Happened.
We're bringing people
it
together.
It happened on WIP.
It literally did. Speaking of on WIP, we also had this. This was, I guess this was the offseason leading into the 2024 season after 2023.
Yes.
February of 24, post 2023 season. And it's one of my favorite interviews in WIP history. This is when AJ Brown called in to the afternoon show. I think at the time there was some conversation we were having, just kind of like throwing ideas at the wall.
Well, and Jack threw a hypothetical AJ trade for Surtain.
Yes, which was really an interesting idea.
In hindsight,
they probably would have done it. But an interesting idea nonetheless. AJ Brown got wind of it, didn't like it. It's interesting to hear AJ now, all these years later. This was him on WIP a couple years ago.
All right, well, let's shoot with it, man. Like I said, we appreciate you calling. Let's get to it. I think the first thing most Eagles fans want to know is your state of mind, your happiness with being an Eagle, currently and moving forward? Let's start with that one, about your feelings about being a Philadelphia Eagle now and for the foreseeable future.
I have no problem. I want to be here. It's as simple as that. I love where I'm at. As simple as that. Next question.
So that was the first part. We have one more from that interview?
Our favorite member of that interview.
We can't not play this here.
This one we
I'm curious. Yeah. Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator. Has he reached out? And how are you excited to work with Kellen Moore? And what do you think he can kind of bring to this offense?
Yeah, I'm very excited to work with him. I talked to him a couple times. But we're not talking about that. You guys wanted to talk about what happened, so let's talk about what happened.
Jack tried to sneak the Kellen Moore question, and he's like, "No, we're not talking about that." You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing about? So he answers Ike's question about how this is where he wants to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
The two seasons that followed that, the Eagles won 29 football games, including a Super Bowl, and he then asked out of here. So, like, all of the speculation that he wasn't happy, it was obviously rooted in reality because all they did is win after that, including a Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, I'm out of here.
The irony is so rich.
It's amazing.
I mean,
he tried to put everyone keeps saying I'm unhappy. What are you talking about? This is where I want to be.
Well, he did that the parade speech.
I know.
He said, I'm a diva. All I care about is stats.
1 year later. Get me out.
Yeah, that was crazy. That all of that was crazy, man. It's when you think about this whole thing, you know that there's something more to it. And even AJ kind of alluded to it. You know, you just grow apart. But there was a catalyst. There was something that happened that made this situation the way that it was.
I agree. I mean, there was obviously something happened, a switch change, because we all remember the reaction he had, Jalen had, when they traded for him.
Yeah.
I remember sitting there at the draft, the 2022 draft, the moment that the trade went down. And Ike screamed, now I'm awake, right? Like, and that was, for me, that was the moment, because I was pretty high on what they were doing. They had signed Reddick about a month before. I thought Jalen was ready to take a jump at 22, but that was the moment I was like, oh, they might be really good.
That was their going for the Super Bowl.
It was. We're not just like trying to get into the playoffs we're trying to go win the Super Bowl. And the run was awesome, but there was always the specter of like just high emotions when it comes to A.J. Brown. One more here. This was 2023 season after the opener in New England. A.J. Brown, let's listen to him then.
No matter what, I'm a hold guys accountable, and Jalen's gonna hold me accountable. Other guys gonna hold me accountable. So regardless of if the cameras catch us talking about it or whatever the case may be, I don't mind. I'll be that guy to have uncomfortable conversations, because we know that we always talk about a standard, and if we're not playing up to that standard, it doesn't matter. We're at home or on TV, wherever the case may be, we need to talk about it. We need to discuss it, because we're not living up to what we want. You know, so I don't mind. I don't mind that at all. You know, it's the reason why I got this C on my chest, you know. So,
Hugh, you know what? The A.J. Brown thing is complicated, right, for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I think has always felt complicated about him is when he talked like that, right, and it became more the last couple years. Was it really all about the team, or was it about him? Like, it always felt a little bit like, all right, I kind of understand what he's saying, and I agree in some extent, right? They have to be better passing game, and they need to be more buttoned up if they're going to win Super Bowls and be great. But it always came with a twinge of, are you really speaking about the team, man, or are you just upset you didn't get your numbers and catches? I always struggled with the balance there, because I agreed with him on one instance, but then I'm like, well, why are you really saying this?
You know what? It's one of those things, like, as a defensive player, you know, and I think my defensive players can speak to this. It's collective success. You know, like, say, I remember just thinking about some of the things that Trot was saying in the huddle. Got a chance to see Trot yesterday and be like, hey, if you do this, you're going to turn the play back to your boy, and I'm going to make a play. And as a collective, we thrive with that. You know, as long as we did what we were supposed to do, the ultimate outcome was we stopped the play.
Yeah.
You know, somebody got to make a play. It didn't. I guess for the defensive players, it was always more of a group thing, because we all had that group success as a whole. On offense, it hits different when, you know, you have a 200-yard game, a couple touchdowns and things like that. The adulation is different, you know. And, you know, it's just people, they gravitate towards more offensive players than defensive players like that. And I guess that's the love that he wanted, you know, hearing the crowd and things of that nature. Yeah, it does sound a little different, but I think that's how most offensive players are wired to a certain extent.
Yeah, they are. I also think, and look, I don't know what went on behind the scenes. For me, it was pretty clear. He got more agitated when Saquon got here, right? It just felt like the first 2 years he was here, he was the driving force of the offense. The ball went to him. And the last 2 years, it did not go to him as much, and it was more about Saquon. And that, to me, I can't get away from that. It felt like that was the line where things changed.
And I think it's easy and like the comforting thing to do to say it's as black and white as it is. Like, he either only cares about stats or he only cares about winning. Like, you can only do one of those two things. But I think in his head, it really was he wants to be the reason that they're winning.
Yep.
Like, he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the guy that everyone's talking about after every game. Not Jalen, not Saquon. It wants to be like he wants it so that they win. It's like, man, how about AJ Brown yesterday? What a hell of a game that guy had. He's a beast.
Well, and it culminates with the Instagram post he put up after the Super Bowl, right? AJ Brown in the Super Bowl, and he had a touchdown, and he didn't play poorly at all. He only had five targets. He had three catches for 43 yards in a game they won. I mean, they won by 18, but we all know they won by more than that. They were up a million, and then they stopped trying at the end. He wasn't the biggest part or even close to it. That came out afterwards, that he wasn't satisfied. 215-592-9494. All right, what's hitting today? The emotions as A.J. Brown is out the door. Anthony in Jersey's up. Anthony, good morning.
Woo! Hey, guys, I cannot wait. Hey, you, how you doing?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, you. Do not let them try to spin this shoe. You won this shoe.
I know.
How dare you?
Listen. Let me cook. It's not about no AJ Brown and hold the line. Because we knew he was gone. Right?
Not all of us.
We knew he was gone.
Well, not all of us.
Let me reckless speculate.
Okay, go ahead. You got it. You got this.
Now. We all know, hey, Hugh, you told us. What's undefeated, Hugh?
Now listen.
Listen, in 2000, the first Super Bowl, Hassan Reddick, and I'm glad you brought Hassan Reddick up. Hassan Reddick, A.J. Brown, allegedly, we all know everybody's algorithm is laying on fire. We all know the true story. Allegedly, the true story.
I'm not sure. Doesn't make any sense.
I'm not sure if we could use the word true without more evidence.
True and allegedly don't go together.
No, okay. Then you're right though. But you know what I'm saying. And so let's get to the story. A lady and Jalen got involved in that. We didn't want to tell each other wives.
Wait a minute. I know you're trying to cook, but
he was cooking.
This is the thing, and we have to be careful because everybody's married.
I am being careful.
We can't be too pointed in our reckless speculation.
Hugh wants to walk down this lane with you so badly.
I do, but we can't. We can't. You know what I mean? Because
that's what I'm saying. We know it's true.
Okay, but we gotta tell it's true.
We gotta talk on the as I do hand gestures. We have to talk on the periphery. You have to talk a little bit in a broader spectrum. You can't, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Look at Hugh being the responsible one.
What an amazing twist. Deshaun Jackson all told us this thing is bigger, is beyond football. We just didn't know exactly what he was talking about.
Yes, okay, that works. It feels like it's beyond football.
And to be clear, we still don't know exactly what he's talking about.
Brandon Graham also said that one is trying. 11 have to do better. And that interview with Brandon Graham also come full circle now. He basically told us, you feel me, without telling us.
Yeah, there you go.
Way
to recover, Ed. I appreciate that.
You know what, Anthony, good phone call. You did cook there.
Way to recover,
all right,
man.
So here's what I would say. Let's just all get on the same page. There's a lot of reckless speculation out there.
And everybody, we got to remember, like, because the streets is talking. I get the text messages, and I'm refraining from recklessly speculating on that because, like I said, there's some nuptials that everybody just has taken and it could get ugly, so we can't do that. We got to keep that, you know, we could talk on the periphery.
Here's what we don't need detective work to do. AJ and Jalen were very close when he first got here. They're not very close now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, right? So that something changed in their relationship, whatever that is. It is what it is, right? Personal, not personal, it changed. And thus, with that, it became harder to keep this together. I mean, the last 2 years, I think if you gave Howie and Nick's truth serum, they'd say the last 2 years was not easy to navigate. It just felt like it was on thin ice the entire time for whatever reason. I mean, I think the on-field play from Jalen to AJ wasn't as the connection wasn't there like it was in 22 and 23. And then there's also whatever happened to two off the field.
You know what I just find hilarious? How much of this offseason has been anonymous source says this from, you know, Jeff McClain, from Albert Breer, and we're like making stuff up, but nonsense.
Some guy on Twitter
has a thread. We're like, well, that's, we know the truth now.
I think, but it is funny. It is very ironic.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I think part of it is people want to have an answer. So this is I think people have searched for the first thing that made some logical sense. We're like, well, that had to be.
They're looking for the comforting answer.
That's it. We're coping. Everyone's coping today. I mean, Hugh's coping that he wasn't wrong for four months.
I've let this go a long time ago.
No, but we all know. We all know that, you know, certain things drive individuals more than others. And normally when you have these kind of fallouts, it's only over two things. And one of them is money. Like when you have these types of fallouts, because most of the time we can, you know, you might disagree with somebody, but you can maintain a working relationship. There has not been a friend of mine that has, when they asked me about the situation, one of those two things came up. Like, which one is it? Because for a man, most men, it can only be one of those two things. Like I said, you know, me and Ike, we go through our little thing. We get mad at each other, get mad at all my teammates at some point. But it's never nothing that gets to the point where it's bigger than the friendship. You know what I mean? So it only can be those two things. You know, we were having a conversation a few months ago about, you know, alleged, you know, situations where people were dating ex so-and-so's persons and all this other stuff. And it was basically stated in the group chat. If I ever broke up with my significant other and one of y'all dated them, it's going to be on site. You know what I mean? It's only one or two things that allow you to fall out with your family members. So, you know, we don't know. And AJ made it clear that him and, you know, one, they're friends. It's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
But he made it clear that they're not what they used to be.
So I think when it comes to stuff like this, we look for one answer, like that's it.
Yeah.
When reality, things...
Because we're coping with why. Like for us, I'll say this, Joe. As Eagles fans, we can't fathom why you don't want to be here.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Because when I hear Eagles fans...
We take it as a personal affront.
Yeah, because it's like, why would you not want to be here? We root for your ass every Sunday. We back you. We love you. Da-da-da-da-da. Why would you want to leave here?
I agree with you. And that's why when it comes to this, a lot of stories, but this one in particular, I think this is more of a perfect storm than it is a simple explanation. I have no idea why, you know, I don't know with any sort of security that I could say it out loud, why Jalen and AJ aren't as good of friends as you be. I don't know. Obviously, they're not. But I don't know. I also know this. At the same time that their relationship seemed to change, Jalen's play is not as good as it was a couple years ago, right? And that affects AJ. Let's just be real. Right, Jalen had his best couple years, 22, 23, specifically 22. AJ had 1,400 yards, was dominant. As Jalen and the passing game have gotten worse, AJ seems to be more frustrated. He wants the football. Also, Saquon arrived. The team became more of a run-based team than it was maybe in 23. So you add all these things together. And then let's not just like ignore that he is a Patriots fan. The Patriots in this time, during when he became an Eagle, also hired his former coach that has a very good relationship with him. So it's like, it's not just one thing. Did he and Jalen fall out? It seems like it. Did Jalen's play fall off? It certainly looks like it. Did Mike Vrabel get the job in New England? Yes. Was AJ a Patriots fan as a kid? Yes. So I think you add it all up. And then from the Eagles' perspective, I think Howie's very good at recognizing windows, when they open, when they close, timing. And they got him in his prime, and they got four excellent seasons. And I think deep down, Howie knows he's probably on the back end. He's not going to have five more great years. And the Eagles also might be in a transition here where their Super Bowl window is probably closing, and they have to try to open up their next one. Now, maybe they could open up as quickly as a year from now. So, you know, I just think it's five or six things that have come together to get us today, right? I don't think it's one thing. I don't think it's one falling out. I don't think it's all Jalen Hurts' fault as a player.
It's called a perfect storm.
It's a perfect storm.
Perfect storm, a whole bunch of different things.
And it led us here. Yeah. It's a perfect storm. That's why he's not an Eagle, and that's why I think specifically he's on the Patriots. Let's go to Sean from You People. Sean, what's going on, buddy? Sean from You People.
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Sean,
I'm here.
What's up,
you guys,
Sean?
Hear me?
We got you, buddy. What's up?
Does it sound bad or no? Because I'm
maybe we'll get through
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second here.
Okay. All right, no problem. Take your time.
It's a live radio show.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Sean, what's up?
Yeah. Yo. How are we doing?
Good, Sean. What are you thinking, buddy?
Oh, sorry about that, Hugh. I know your ears are a little sensitive to loud noises, so I apologize for that.
No, it's just that you got a ragged-ass phone. You might need to upgrade your phone. It's not my ears are sensitive.
Oh, I'm in a loud weld shop, man. I'm sorry.
You know you're calling the radio show.
All right.
This was a necessary phone call.
We appreciate you listening and calling. What are you feeling today?
Well, I hate to say it, but I love to say it. I was following Hugh Douglas with the whole AJ thing, not wanting to trade him, and not wanting to be traded. But unfortunately, I called today to apologize to everybody in the tri-state area for Kyle Quinn and Joe Giglio single-handedly getting A.J. Brown out of here.
Get out of here, Sean.
You weasel.
You know that's not
weasel.
True. You know it's not true.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, I think Hugh owes you an apology more than anything else. I mean, this is the perfect example. You led Sean the wrong way, Hugh. You're responsible.
No, Sean was being an individual, and we commend you for that.
It sounds like by definition he wasn't, though, he was following you.
Usually right like 98% of the time. So
I don't know if the analytics on that are exactly correct.
That's right.
It sounds dead wrong.
It's pretty spot on.
Sound like a trash.
Sean, how are you going to remember the AJ era? More of the whole good run? Or the way it ended?
Oh, the whole thing. I am so grateful to have A.J. Brown on the Eagles. I mean, one of the most dominating receivers I've ever seen, probably since DeSean Jackson being my favorite. Just everything he did was just great. I mean, towards the end, it did kind of sink, but, you know, everything happens for a reason.
It does.
Can't be mad.
And you're right about his play. And, Sean, good phone call, man. We appreciate you. His play... Again, if you told me when they traded for him, the night they traded for him, that I said, now I'm awake, that they would get 339 catches, 5,000 yards, 2 Super Bowl trips, he'd catch a touchdown in each Super Bowl, all pro. Like, I would say, this is a great trade. And then you add the cherry on top. Hey, Joe, also, 4 years later, they're going to trade him for another first-round pick. I'd say, what?
Yeah, that's a win by Howard.
That's a win. The whole tenure was a win. Now, whereas rocky at times? Yeah, of course it was. 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of AJ and his relationship with Jalen Hurts, we have audio. AJ spoke to Maria Taylor. Interview just hit. Here's what he said. We'll have it on the other side. Sat down with Maria Taylor about at the end of the Eagles' tenure, his relationship with Jalen Hurts, and something else from the video that is just a slap in the face. And it tracks with everything else this wacky offseason. That's next. You'll hear it on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Warning, neighbors may start asking questions about your turf tech lawn. Side effects include excessive compliments and increased neighborhood envy. Upgrade your yard with Turf Tech, the Delaware Valley's leader in premium artificial grass. Realistic, low-maintenance turf for homes, pet areas, playgrounds, and commercial spaces. Homeowners, contractors, and landscapers can shop premium turf with competitive pricing and fast pickup or delivery. Visit turftech.com. That's TURFTEK.com. Turf Tech. Happiness starts from the ground up.